main aim of tropicalism was really shake the environment, the musical and cultural environment. This small group from Bahia thought that the violence of our situation and the importance of mass culture had a lot in common, you know, political violence and pop icons, you know. It had to do with rock and roll. That's why we liked the Beatles, because they loved what had been up to that moment just commercial rubbish.
With rock and roll and with the, you know, pop music, with the Beatles and everything, we thought that we should just be sounding national, sounding Brazilian, but sounding global as well. Because of the dictatorship, we needed a strong reaction from the society in terms of enduring for freedom, for liberty, for freedom of speech, for circulation of ideas.
Eu organizo o movimento, eu oriento o carnaval, inauguro o monumento no Planalto Central do país.
The Tropicália movement included Gal Costa and Tom Zay, also from Bahia, along with poets, film directors and artists, all determined to create a new Brazilian style. Their philosophy involved cultural cannibalism, devouring different influences to create a new style. Those influences included Western pop, represented by the Beatles, pop art, the glamour and kitsch of Brazil's Hollywood star of the 40s, Carmen Miranda, music from the Brazilian regions, from the country songs of Luiz Gonzaga to Bahia's Dorival Caymmi, and the classic samba of Paulinho da Viola, who sometimes appeared at Tropicália events, as did yet another major Tropicália hero and influence, the songwriter Jorge Ben.